Penguin Audio presents The Man in the Rockefeller Suit, The Astonishing Rise and Spectacular Fall of a Serial Imposter by Mark Seal, read by Eric Singer. Prologue. Sunday, July 27th, 2008. The plan was foolproof, the route rehearsed, the cast of characters in place, the itinerary perfectly organized. Outwardly calm, but with his heart racing, he was at last ready to accomplish what he had been so meticulously planning for months. He had come a long way to land in this privileged place, a fifth-floor room in Boston's Algonquin Club, a venerable bastion of the most blue-blooded city in America, a preferred meeting place since 1886 for U.S. presidents, heads of state, and local and national aristocrats. He belonged here. He was a member of the board and a familiar presence in the club's impossibly grand rooms, with their tall ceilings, museum-quality paintings, and uniformed staff, all of whom he had come to know and rely upon. His name was James Frederick Mills Clark Rockefeller. Clark to his friends, but Mr. Rockefeller to everyone else. "Good day, Mr. Rockefeller," the waiters would say as he sat for breakfast or lunch in the dining room with its four fireplaces and a magnificent view of Commonwealth Avenue. Or, "Good evening, Mr. Rockefeller," as they fetched him his evening sherry in the book-lined library, surrounded by the portraits of past members, whose ranks included President Calvin Coolidge and a who's who of American dignitaries. At 47, he was well entrenched as a link in the country's most fabled family, which traced its lineage back to John D. Rockefeller, who founded...